is a very good description of the barbarism of this Antichrist government in Israel. May it stop somehow. It was horrible weekend. Horrible weather over the weekend. Tornadoes in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi. Storms. The Northern Pacific. Excuse me, I'm rushing a bit. Running out of time. The Northwest. And horrible violence against Christians in India, Nigeria. Let's pray for a safe, better year. This has been Patriots Unite Now. Happy New Year. Welcome all American Patriots. Unite now before it's too late. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Patriots Unite Now with Ken from the Bronx on Worldwide Christian Radio, WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee, USA.
Spanning the globe and reaching out to all nations with the good news of the risen Christ and the everlasting truth of the Lord God Jehovah. This is WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, USA.
WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, USA.
This is Challenge.
We believe that the cross of Jesus Christ stands at the very center of all that God has ever done, is doing in this present day, or will ever do. Challenge presents the message of the cross, the message of the crucified, resurrected, and coming again, Lord of Lords and King of Kings, Jesus the Christ. And now, on behalf of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and Challenge Ministries International, this is Bob Martin inviting you to stay tuned for today's broadcast, and may God richly and wonderfully bless you as you listen. Will Hartz, thank you so much for joining us today here on Challenge. And, you know, it's just always really a blessing and a pleasure to address our radio congregation, because you are the ones who support our radio broadcast. You are the one who helped support the missions ministry in the Philippines. And I want you to know I appreciate you, I love you, and I thank you for being a part of our Challenge Ministries radio congregation. Now, I'm going to take you to the midweek Bible study I did for our people here in our local assembly. Paul as he saw himself. Paul the Apostle as he saw himself. And as we look at what Paul saw in himself, perhaps we might find some of that in ourselves. Now, I'm going to take him to this message which I preached for our people. Paul, as he saw himself, be blessed as you listen. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to open your Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 1. We're going to be looking hopefully at verses 11 through 20. And I've entitled this, Paul, as he saw himself. Because I'm not real sure that many of us knew that. I'm not real sure that many of us ever really truly take a, what we could call a self-inventory. How many of us truly object?